One of the things that I enjoy so much as a priest and now as a bishop is that I get to visit your homes. Pwede akong pumunta sa bahay niyo at bisitahin ko yung pamilya niyo. And I really enjoy that, especially watching the parents. Pag pumupunta ako sa bahay ng isang pamilya, tinatawag ng parents yung mga bata. And the first thing they do is ask the children, "Oh, mag-bless kayo kay Bishop. Mag-bless kayo kay Father." And I watch the children, and I watch the parents talk about their children. It's so good to see how parents are so focused when it comes to their children. Pagdating sa mga bata, yung mga nanay, mga tatay, nakafocus talaga. Lately, I've been tinitingnan ko yung Facebook, and nakikita ko yung mga nag-graduate, yung mga nag-moving up, yung may mga honors. Napagod din ako sa kakatext ng congratulations. Okay? And I could see na yung nagpo-post palagi niyan, nanay, o hindi naman yung tatay. Pero karamihan, nanay talaga ang nagpo-post. Parents are so proud of their children. And that's good. They are so centered when it comes to their children. Ang mundo nila umuikot lang doon sa mga anak nila. You know? Yung joy, yung kaligayahan natin, mga parents, umiikot din sa mga bata natin. O minsan, yung lungkot natin, umiikot din doon sa mga anak natin. We revolve around the lives of our children. And when I see this, pag nakikita ko to sa mga pamilya, how the parents are so focused on their children, it reminds me so much of our heavenly God, Father, who is also very focused on us. Amen? If parents here on earth can be so focused on their children, how much more our Heavenly Father who is in heaven, a perfect Father, how much more can He be more focused than any of the parents? No? Nakatutok talaga ang Diyos sa atin. That's why right after His resurrection, Jesus, when He resurrected from the grave that evening, we know the story in the morning when He resurrected, He appeared to the women. But that evening, Jesus already went to His disciples. He came to His disciples and He showed Himself to them. Nagpakita siya. But itong manifestation, itong pagpapakita niya sa kanila, it's not just merely to let them know that He is alive. Minsan iniisip natin na talaga nagpakita lang si Lord para makita nilang buhay na siya. You know, He showed Himself, and so people will say, "Ah, buhay ka na pala, you know, so you've resurrected." No. More than that, I believe the Lord appeared to His disciples because they have a need. May kailangan sila. They were in fear because they are afraid of the Jews who are now looking for them, looking for the followers of Christ. And like a good father, like a good parent, ang parent kasi, sa sobrang pagmamahal natin sa mga anak natin, what happens to us that our love for our children will expose a need. Malalaman mo kaagad kung anong kailangan ng bata. It is your love for them that exposes their needs. Amen? And it is also for your love for them that you supply that need also. And it's the same thing with Jesus. He went to His disciples not just to show them that He's alive. He went there because He knows His disciples need Him. They were afraid. They were anxious. They were hiding, and Christ appeared to them and showed Himself to them. Sabi niya, "You look at my hands, you look at my side, you know, I'm not spirit. Hindi ako nagmumulto sa inyo. I'm really alive. I have risen from the dead. It's me, the Jesus you know, the Jesus who have been with you. It's still me." He came to them kasi kailangan nila siya. And I also reflected on the life of Thomas. Dahil absent si Thomas, he missed the opportunity to see Christ. But the following Sunday, nung kasama na si Thomas, kasama na siya sa mga disciples, Jesus again appeared to them. Why? Because Jesus went back for Thomas. Ganyan ka-loving yung Diyos natin. He's so loving. He missed the opportunity, si Thomas, he missed the opportunity to see Christ. And so Jesus had to come back for him. Kaya paglapit ni Lord, the following Sunday, when he came to them, ang una niyang sinabi, Thomas, okay, I'm here. You know, Jesus saw a weakness in Thomas. Thomas, ang tawag sa kanya, is the doubter, nagdududa. But he's not a doubter for the sake na nagda-doubt lang siya, no? I believe Thomas, like many of us, we want proof. Okay? May mga tao talagang ganyan. They have a scientific mind. They don't just believe because someone said so. May mga tao kasing ganyan. Isang salita mo lang, isang sabi mo, maniniwala na kaagad. Isang panood lang sa Facebook, talagang believe ka na, natotoo yan. No? There are people who would just believe because somebody said so. Not Thomas. Si Thomas, hindi siya basa-basang naniniwala lang dahil sinabi ng isang tao o sinabi ng marami. Thomas has an analytical mind. Thomas has a scientific mind. And for Jesus, that is Thomas' weakness. It's not wrong to have that kind of mind. Kung talagang gusto mo, naghahanap ka ng pruweba, naghahanap ka ng ebidensya, it's natural sometimes our mind are like that. No? There are people who are made like that. But there is a need for Thomas because nakita ni Jesus weakness niya yan. He struggles to believe. He struggles to have confidence in God simply because his mind is so caught up in trying to prove and trying to find evidence. Akala ko noon, nung nagpakita si Jesus sa kanya, nagalit si Jesus sa kanya. No, Christ was not mad at him. The mere fact na nagpakita uli si Jesus para sa kanya. Bumalik si Jesus para sa kanya. It simply shows that Jesus was not angry. Hindi nagalit si George sa kanya. But Thomas had a need. May kailangan po siya, di ba? And Jesus had to come back for him. And Jesus said, okay, Thomas, you need proof. You need evidence. Eto, sabi niya, you touch. Ang sabi niya dun sa mga apostles, you look. Pero kay Thomas, sabi niya, you touch. Hawakan mo. Okay? Bakit kailangan ni Thomas yun? Diba? Palagi nating sinasabi na we have to believe first before we can see. Diba? Gamitin muna natin yung faith natin para makita natin. Pero mga kapatid, may mga tao talaga na hindi maniniwala hanggat hindi nila nakikita. There are people like that. And God understands that. Akala natin galit ang Diyos. Hindi po galit ang Diyos. Because you demand to see, you need proof. You know, God was not angry. So he appeared to Thomas and said, Thomas, you touch my hands, you touch my side. Put your finger, isuot mo yung daliri mo dito sa sugat ko. You need proof, you need evidence. Thomas, I'm here. I'm supplying you what you need so that you can put your faith in me. And the famous line from Thomas, I don't know kung hinawakan niya ba talaga, basta nakita niya. Ang sabi na lang ni Thomas, my Lord and my God. Okay? Wala pa akong narinig na apostle na nagsabi kay Jesus na, ikaw ang God. Only Thomas. Thomas who doubts. But Thomas who encountered Christ now, he said, my Lord, my God. He made that famous declaration that Jesus is not just a man, Jesus is also our God. Amen? So in this season of Easter, whatever need you have in your life, you bring it to Jesus. Whatever it is you need in your life, bring your needs before the heart of Jesus. Because Jesus loves you. Jesus understands your weaknesses. Kaya kung meron kang mga kukulang sa buhay, meron kang mga kailangan sa buhay, huwag mong taguin sa sarili mo. You give it to Him. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need this for my family now. Idulog mo yung mga kailangan mo. Ilapit mo sa puso ng Panginoon natin. Because He cares for you. He cares for every need that you have. Now, having a God who is like this, loving, a God who is so kind, so understanding of us, what is our response to this God? Okay, how do we respond to this kind of God? Jesus coming to us, if you believe that Jesus is risen from the dead, it is a gift of God for you. It is the gift. Now take note, nung lumapit si Jesus sa kanila, alam ni Jesus that it will take more than just showing Himself to them for them to believe. And so what did Jesus do? Sabi niya, receive the Holy Spirit. And He breathes on them. Because without the Holy Spirit, we can never believe. Mahihirapan talaga tayo. Jesus knows that. Alam niya na hindi lang yung pagpapakita niyang buhay siya na tayo ay darating doon sa pananampalataya na yan. We would really come to that faith that Jesus is alive. Jesus knows na hindi sapat yun na nagpakita lang siya. And so, sabi niya, I now give you the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit of God inside us can make us believe in Christ. So without the Holy Spirit, then we cannot believe in the resurrection of Christ. Ganyan kabait ang Diyos. Hindi pa natin hinihingi, nakita niya ng kailangan mo, and He already comes to you to supply it. That's how good He is. Now, how do we respond to this kind of God? How do we live? Kung ito yung Diyos natin, paano tayo mabubuhay? Now, based on our narrative today in the gospel, there are three things I saw. May nakita akong tatlong bagay na dapat nasa puso din natin. If we are going to walk with Jesus, if we're going to journey with Jesus in this season of Easter, our journey for Easter is not just a journey in space and time. Our journey is a journey of being. We are being transformed. Amen? We are being changed from glory to glory. Yan ang paglalakbay natin. That's how we journey. Hindi lang tayo naglalakbay from one place to another. Although that happens sometimes. I used to live in Antique for almost 30 years, more than 30 years, I think. I've been in Antique, and now I'm here already in Aklan. Yung journey ko brought me to this place, and God knows where else will I go. In time, yeah, we journey in time. I started out in the ministry. I was only in my 20s nung pumasok ako sa ministry. Now I'm coming to the later part of my life. Nandito pa rin ako sa ministry. Yes, I traveled in time as well. But we also travel in being. We are being changed by God from glory to glory. There is transformation that is taking place in your life. There is what we call renewal of life. Nangyayari din yan sa atin. And so Christ comes to us and gives us the Holy Spirit. As we journey, He is with us every step of the way. Now, how do we walk with Him? In the season of Easter, as we look at the gospel and reflect on Him, there are three things that I would like us to see in our journey with Christ. Number one, we have to stay focused always. Stay focused. The second thing that we have to understand, we have to stay in community always. Walang lone ranger in the kingdom of God. Walang lone ranger na Kristiyano. We have to walk together. You need me. I need you. We need each other. You may not like each other, but we need each other. Kailangan natin maglakbay ng sabay-sabay and together with each other. Okay? And a third thing we need to understand, you have to think twice before you speak and before you act. Yan ang wisdom ng mga karpentero. You measure twice and you cut only once. Okay? Kung meron kang puputulin, sukatin mo muna ng dalawang beses yan. Saka mo puputulin. Kasi pag pinutol mo kaagad at mali yung sukat, wala na, hindi na mauulit yan. Amen? You measure twice and you cut only once. You think twice. Mag-isip ka muna bago kang magsalita at bago kang gumawa. Okay? So those are the three things. Now we go to the first one. We see in our gospel today how the apostles were afraid. Kasasabi lang ni Jesus sa kanila. And every day Jesus would remind them, I am going to be crucified and I will die. But on the third day, I will live again. Ilang beses yan, paulit-ulit sinasabi ng Diyos sa kanila. Matanong ko nga kayo this morning, may mga bagay bang sinasabi ang Diyos sa iyo na paulit-ulit? Ha? Anong mga bagay? I will bless you. I will provide for you. I will take care of your children. Yung pinagdadasal mo na anak mo na pasaway, anong promise ni Lord? I'll take care of him. Don't worry about him. Just keep on praying for him. Have you heard God speak to you paulit-ulit many times? But sometimes we forget about them because we are caught up with our fears. May mga takot tayo. The apostles, Jesus said to them, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. You will be my witnesses. You will do great things for God. Now, alam nila yan. They were so excited and so they kept on following Jesus until he was crucified. When he was crucified, they saw his crucifixion and they become afraid. Natakot sila. Ikaw sa buhay mo, ano bang hinaharap mo ngayon na kinatatakutan mo? What are the things you are facing now in your life that you're afraid? Are you afraid of getting old? Minsan, hindi naman nakakatakot yung tumatanda ka na. Ang nakakatakot yung tumatanda kang wala kang kasama. You will get old with no one and nobody to take care of you. Sometimes that is very scary for some people. Nakakatakot yan sa ibang tao. Meron namang iba, natatakot sila. Kasi nung una, nagpondo sila ng maraming pera sa bangko. Ngayon, chinek nila yung bank account nila, medyo konti na lang yung natirang pera sa bangko at wala na silang perang pumapasok. And the fear of getting old, not only getting old, but getting old and getting broke. Wala ka ng pera. Papano na lang ako pag nagkasakit ako? Papano na lang yung pangbili ko ng gamot? Papano na lang yung panghospital ko? We're so afraid of that. We get scared of that. And sometimes because we become so afraid, what happens to us? We forget the many things God said to us. We forget about God promising to take care of you. Wala na, hindi na natin iniisip yun. The disciples, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, they were so fearful, they were hiding inside the room. Natakot na sila. They were so afraid. What's going to be next? What's going to happen to us? They forgot that they will become fishers of men. They forgot that signs and wonders will follow them when they start preaching the gospel. They forgot about the purpose of their lives. They forgot about their ministry. Why? Because they were not focused anymore. The resurrection of Jesus should always bring us back to focus. Amen? Merong iba sa inyo dito nagkasakit, munting namamatay. You almost died because you got sick. But Jesus healed you. Amen?
O ngayon, meron ka ng hinaharap na bagong sakit. O bakit ka natatakot? Diba? Binuhay ka nga ni Lord noon eh. He healed you in the past. His promise to take care of you will always stay forever. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But sometimes our mind, ang isip natin, lumilipad na. We get so scared because we forget what Jesus promised us. His resurrection today should remind us, and we should, if we're going to walk with Christ, we have to remain, we should stay focused on Him. Amen. That's why when the disciples, they were afraid, nagsiself-pity sila, nag-uusap sila, ano nang gagawin natin, papano na lang tayo, and suddenly the Lord appeared to them. They were locking the doors, nilalock nila yung pinto. They were so afraid na nilock nila yung pinto. Alam mo, when I am with my friends, pagkasama ko yung mga kaibigan ko, and they come to the house, I don't lock the gate, I don't lock the doors. Bakit? Marami kami. Ba't ako matatakot? Bukas yung gate. Bakit? Para kung may dumating pa, diretso na lang. Diba? Now here comes these guys, marami sila, nag-ipon sila, pero naglalock sila ng pinto. Takot na takot sila para sa buhay nila. Then the Lord appeared to them. In an instant, He was already present with them. And the first thing He said to them was, "Peace be with you." Okay, matakot. I'm here. That's why we have to remain focused on Jesus. Our Old Testament reading speaks of adversity. May panahon sa buhay natin na may mga problema tayo. We will be facing adverse circumstances. We will face people who will come against us. And when that happens to us, you know, we easily get out of focus. When things are not working the way you want them to happen, then we stay out of focus. Marami nga, iiwan na lang ang simbahan, iiwan ang Diyos. Bakit? Marami ng problema eh. Our first reading teaches us that, you know, even if adversity would come, Peter said, "I would rather obey God than obey man." Man was opposing him, man was against him, at Peter said, "I will still obey God." He was focused. Amen? During adversity, remain focused in Jesus. Amen? When sickness comes in, when circumstances are not happening the way you want them to happen, put your eyes, your mind, your heart in Christ always, because He does not change. Amen? What He promised you will always remain. So remain in Him. Get your mind to focus. Our second reading speaks of the good times. There are times that you are so popular. People like you. People are blessing you. There are times that everything is going your way. Do not forget Jesus at those times also. Okay? Amen? Pag masaya tayo, huwag niyong kalimutan si Jesus. Pag malungkot naman yung buhay natin, huwag niyo pa rin kalimutan si Jesus. In times of joy, in times of happiness, in times of sorrow, in times of adversity, remain focused. Amen? Now, the second thing was about when Jesus appeared to them, merong isang taong absent, hindi sumipot sa meeting. Sino yon? Ha? Okay, si Thomas. Saan si Thomas? They were supposed to gather together. They were supposed to be in one place together. Where did Thomas go? Ha? Ay nako, naghanap ng bagong barkada. Naglakwat siya kasi malungkot na yung mga kasama niya. Sabi, sasama pa ako sa inyo. Naghanap siya ng bagong grupo. And he stayed out. You know, I understand because many times in my life, pag nagkakaroon ka ng problema, ayaw mong may kasama kang tao, lalo na yung kasama mo, nire-remind ka, uy, magsimba ka ha, magsimba ka. Yan ang dahilan bakit manyamalas ang buhay mo, hindi ka nagsisimba. No, ayaw mo marinig yan, you know. Maghanap ako ng bagong grupo. Okay? And so Thomas was absent. He did not come. When the Lord appeared to the apostles, they were overjoyed. Yung lungkot nila, it turned into joy. Their sadness turned into joy because they saw the Lord. Nagbago ba yung circumstance nila? Hindi nagbago. Nagbago ang paningin nila. Yes, we are being hunted down. Yes, we are facing adversity, but praise God, we just saw Him. Nakita namin siya. Alam nyo ba, sa buhay natin, pag hindi na natin nakikita ang Diyos, matatakot tayo. Pero kung nakikita natin ang Diyos palagi sa buhay natin, kahit anong circumstance ang dumating, hindi ka matatakot. Kasama mo siya. But for us to be able to do that, we have to stay together. You cannot live the Christian life alone. You need someone to encourage you. You need someone to help you in your Christian life. You need someone to listen to you. And you also need to listen to someone. And many Christians today, yun ang ginagawa nila, they individualize Christianity. Yes, Christianity is personalized, but it's not about individual. Hindi ko pwedeng sabihin sa kanyo, sa inyong lahat, oh, magsimba tayo ha, kanya-kanya lang tayo. Doon kayo sa kwarto nyo, mag-online lang tayo. Pareho lang yan. Hindi tayo nag-online, kanya-kanya. We have to come together. Naiinitan ba kayo ngayon? Do you feel the heat? Ako sobra, kasi ang dami kong suot sa loob. Pero kahit paman mainit ngayon, huwag yung kalimutan, mas mainit ang impyerno. So, medyo malamig pa tayo kumpara sa impyerno, di ba? So, okay lang yun, medyo mainit ngayon, pero praise God, hindi tayo pupunta ng impyerno. So, kahit mainit, kahit hindi maganda ang sirkumstansya, brown out tayo, brown out, whole day wala tayong kuryente. Kaya galing dito, pag uwi nyo sa bahay, mainit pa rin, wherever you go. Maliban na lang kung punta kayo ng City Mall, medyo malamig doon. Okay? But we have to come together, magsasama-sama tayong lahat. Because it brings so much courage for me. Kanina, parang ayaw kong lumabas sa kotse, pinaandar ko yung aircon. Sabi ko, ay sarap dito. Pwede ba dito na lang ako? Pwede ba hindi na ako lalabas sa car kasi may aircon? Alam ko kasi pagpasok ko dito sa church, sasalabungin ako ng init. Alam niyo ba yung temperature ng isang tao? Anong normal temperature ng isang tao? 37, di ba? Oh, ilan tayo dito? 37 ka, 37, 37, 37, 37, ako 38. Pag pinagsama mo tayo sa isang kwarto, yung init ng kwarto, ayaw kong pumasok. Pero nung pumasok ako kanina, nakita ko si Sister Julie nagwawalis. Pawis, nagwawalis. Sabi ko, wow. Naiinitan to, pero nagwawalis pa. It encourages me. It brings courage for me kung siya, elderly na, ako pa kaya. Mas bata naman ako ng konti sa kanya. Hindi ko kaya, siya kaya niya. Kaya pa niya magwalis, kaya pa niyang pawisan siya. So it gives me a challenge. Sabi ko, sige, pupunta din ako sa loob ng church. Lalasapin ko yung init na yan. Okay, and here we are now. Nag-i-enjoy sa init. Okay? I've said this before, if you want to walk fast, you walk alone. Kung nagmamadali ka sa buhay mo, you walk alone. But if you want to walk farther, walk together. Mas malayo ang mararating mo kung may kasama ka kasi hindi ka makakaramdam ng pagod. Galing dito hanggang Tigayon, pag tayong lahat ay maglakad papunta doon, magkwentuhan tayo, maya-maya Tigayon na. Pero kung ako lang mag-isa, lalakarin ko yung Tigayon, ako mag-isa. Pagdating pa lang sa istansya siguro, mararamdaman ko na yung pagod. Bakit? Kasi ako'y mag-iisang maglalakad. That's why if you want to walk fast, kung nagmamadali ka, walk alone. Mag-isa ka lang. But if you want to walk farther, walk together. And I will add one more. If you want to reach your destination, walk with the right people. Amen? Piliin mo yung magiging kasama mo sa paglalakbay para dumating ka talaga doon sa pararoonan mo. And many times, people don't reach their destiny because they hang out with the wrong people. Amen? Amen? Mga magulang, tingnan nyo yung mga anak nyo, ha? Bantayan nyo. Sino ang mga kasama ng mga anak ninyo? Kasi minsan, kinikwento sa akin ng magulang, alam mo, Bishop, dito sa bahay, hindi kami nagmumura. Yung mga bata, pinalaki namin yan, hindi nagmumura. Tapos kahapon, Bishop, minura ako ng anak ko. Bakit nagmumura na siya? Sabi ko, sino bang bagong barkada? Sabi niya, hindi ko alam. Tingnan mo yung barkada niyan. Bakit? Hindi tinuturo sa bahay yung pagmumura. Bakit nagmumura yung bata? Saan niya nakuha yan? Saan niya nakuha yan? May bagong barkada yan. Titingnan niyo yung mga bata, pag nagbago ang ugali, may bagong kasama yan. Okay? Amen. Dati, yung bata, napapansin ko, yung hilig na music niya, yung dance music, yung pwede kang sumayaw. So napapansin ko sa bata, oh, mahilig to sa sayawan. Puro mabilis ang music, puro dancing, disco ang music. So sabi ko, okay to. And a few months later, umuwi yung bata, puro love song. Puro love song ang kinakanta. Sabi ko, anong nangyari sa'yo? May lagnat ka ba? Hindi pa, wala naman. Ano yung music na yan? First love never dies. Nung umiba yung music sa bahay, bakit hindi na disco, hindi na rock yung music? Biglang puro love song. Puro na love song. Love song sa umaga, love song sa tanghali, love song sa gabi, love song habang natutulog. And you find out, yung anak mo in love pala. So meron nakasalubong na tao yan na biglang nagpatibok ng puso, umiba ang mundo, umiba ang kanyang music. Ganon din sa mga bata. You never train your children at home na maging bastos. Tinuturuan nyo yung mga anak nyo ng mabuting asal sa loob ng bahay. Yan ang environment ng bahay ninyo. Tapos uwi yung bata nyo, bastos na. Oh, anyari? Bakit bastos ka na? Hindi na marunong magbisa? Hindi na nag-greet sa'yo? Hindi ka na kinakausap? Puntahan ko nga sa school. Pagdating sa school, ando nakita mo yung anak mo. May bagong grupo. Oh. Pagdating mo doon, sabi mo sa anak mo, "Uy, nak, uy, ma, nandito ka pa. Sino yan?" Ang mga classmate ko. Sabi ng mga classmate sa'yo, "Bro." Sabi ko, walang hiya. Kaya pala nagbago yung anak ko. Bagong grupo. "Hi, bro. What's up, bro?" Diba? Okay? So if you want to reach your destiny, walk with the right people. Etong kasama ko ba ngayon, dinalapit ba ako sa Diyos? o masyado akong linalayo nito sa Diyos. Huwag ka na magsimba. Ano ka ba? Hindi ka naman mapupunta sa impyerno kahit umabsent ka na isang beses. Huwag ka na dyan. Halika, sama tayo ng Boracay. Text mo lang si mama mo. May ministry tayo. Okay? You find out if these people are helping you come close to God or are they pulling you away from God. Okay? When you start walking with the right people, they will help you move towards your destiny. Ano nangyari kay Thomas? Ayaw nang sumama sa grupo niya. Oh, nagkaroon ng bagong barkada. Hindi na sumipot. Kaya nung mga apostles, oh, nandito na, buhay si Lord. Ha? Ang nangyari sa inyo? Buhay na si Lord, nakita namin. Hanggat hindi ko nakikita yung sugat niya. Hanggat hindi ko nahawakan yan. No way, Jose. Diba? Di talaga ako maniniwala. Ganyan yung ugali niya. Anong nangyari? Because they're not coming to the same community anymore. Amen? We have to walk together. We have to stay together. Yes, stay focused and stay together. Pray together. Worship together. Amen? Damayan tayo. Sabi ko nga, minsan, may mga tao sa simbahan, hindi ko nakikita. Makikita ko na lang pag namatay. Makikita mo sa simbahan, namatay. Nakikita-kita tayo doon. Sabi ko, kailangan ba tayo magkita kung may patay? Sana magkita naman tayo, may binyag, may kasal, o kahit walang okasyon, magkita naman tayo. Diba? We have to come together. We have to stay together. So we will be able to reach our destiny together. Sino sa inyong gustong pumunta ng langit? Okay. Hindi lahat ng gustong pumunta sa langit, pupunta sa langit. Alam nyo ba yan? Not everyone who wants to go to heaven is going to heaven. Okay? But if you want to go to heaven, let's walk together. I want to go to heaven. You want to go to heaven. Sige, magsama tayo. Okay? Let's walk together. Let's go to heaven. Amen? The third thing, and this is the final thing, think twice before you speak. Ingatan natin yan. Nadadali tayo dyan sa mga sinasabi natin. Diba?
Hindi ko mahawakan ang sugat niya. If I cannot put my hand on his side, if I cannot see his wound, I will not believe.
Oh, te. Nung nagpakita si Lord, ano sabi ni Lord? Peace be with you, Thomas. Thomas, halika. Wakan mo. Wala na. Eh, joke lang, Lord. Joke lang. Joke only. Sometimes we are so rushed with what we say, we hurt people without thinking na yung sasabihin mo nakakasakit ng ibang tao. And that is where we fail. In the risen Lord, be careful with what you say. Think twice. Yung sasabihin mo, importante ba? Nakakatulong ba yan? O nakakasira lang ng buhay ng tao? Si Thomas, ganon. Nung sinabihan siya, buhay yung Panginoon natin, hindi ko makita yung sugat. Hanggat hindi ko nakikita yung sugat, hanggat hindi ko nahahawakan ng sugat, I will never believe. O yun. And the Lord appeared to him. Ngayon sinabi mo yan, ngayon ito na. Yung mga mahilig mag-comment sa Facebook, tandaan nyo palagi, kung anong sinulat mo sa Facebook, hindi na mabubura yan. It cannot be erased. Pwede mong i-delete, pwede mong itanggal yan, pero nandyan na yan. Okay? Okay? Whatever you write on Facebook, it will be there permanently. Kaya yung mga nagte-text dyan na, I hate you. I really hate you. You're so kadiri to death. Tapos makikita mo, nagpapaalam sa akin, mag-aasawa na silang dalawa. Ha? Sabi ko, kapopost mo lang ah. I hate you. Joke only. Diba?
Hindi na mabubura yan, nandyan na yan.
So before you say anything, before you do something, think twice. Measure twice before you cut, because there are things that you will say that will be permanent, will never change.
Lalo na sa mga bata, mga magulang, mag-ingat kayo. Yung sasabihin niyo yung sa bata, ay bungkot, ang unga ra. Pumapasok yan at hindi na mawawala yan.
So be careful with the words you say. The words of the parents shape the lives of their children.
Okay?
So stay focused, stay together, and think twice before you speak and you act. Make a good decision. Shall we stand?